Welcome to the 2-Minute Drill presented by University Hospitals. The Browns coming off of a disappointing 23-7 loss to the Houston Texans. Mike Pettine addressed the media today, and one of the first things he did was update the key injuries to both Jabal Sheard and Carlos Dansby.
It'll both be some time. Dansby was a knee. It could be, I don't think his season is over, but I don't think we have the exact window. Could be upwards of a month. Sheard, I think we're still waiting on. An injury to his foot, but that, I think that's potentially a little bit more serious than Dansby, so there is a possibility he could be done.
Coach did add that Craig Robertson will now become the new play caller on the defense, taking over that middle linebacker role from Carlos Dansby. And then Barkevius Mingo will likely see more reps with Jabal Sheard out. Both of those guys have to step up, and that's something that the front seven knows an awful lot about. Add Sheard and Dansby to the list of Phil Taylor, John Hughes, and Armani Bryant, all of whom are out as well. And Desmond Bryant knows that this D-line's got to step up and use that next man up mentality.
It's the nature of this league, man. You know, there's 100% chance as an NFL football player of getting an injury. And so the team has to be prepared to handle that situation. And fortunately, we've been prepared all year. We've had a lot of guys come in and step up all year long.
Well, the Browns have to do the next man up. They're going to get another guy back. So all the news isn't bad here today in Berea. Josh Gordon officially reinstated, joining the team today. And Andrew Hawkins, the team's current leading receiver, talked about what it'll be like to have back the NFL's leading receiver from a year ago.
I mean, like I said, he's one of the best receivers in the NFL. And, you know, he hasn't even touched the brink of his potential yet. You know, so that's just exciting in itself.
I certainly can't wait to see Flash Gordon in action in Atlanta. I think he'll bring a lot to this offense, both in the passing game, freeing other people up, and in the running game, because teams won't be able to bring that extra safety in the box. They'll have to respect 12 on the outside. This has been the 2-Minute Drill presented by University Hospitals. Keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com for all your latest Browns news and notes.